well, we just made Kathy's Christmas in Flagstaff. And yes, we will deliver the Pelador to Kathy's house in Flagstaff. You're going to love this door, Kathy. It is the fully upgraded, insulated, tempered, low-E advanced insulating glass package. It's a top-of-the-line door. And I want to thank all of our Santa Bag participants this year. Our flagship broadcasting affiliate, 92.3 KTAR-FM, provided two pairs of Phoenix Suns tickets. I mean, these are Phoenix Sun tickets like you're not very often going to have made available to you. I mean, you're like just a few rows behind the players. They are spectacular seats. So we had a bunch of people really excited about winning those tickets. We had two Bluetooth Kohler Moxie showerheads provided by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. PC Magazine says it is the best way on the planet to enjoy your music while in the shower. It is a stereo shower head that you feed your own music selection through your Bluetooth device. It's awesome. And we'd also like to thank five-star termite and pest control down in Tucson that also contributed a great termite and pest control package. There was also one by, was it
Vince
out of Tucson. Down in Tucson. So there you go. Congratulations to all you winners, and thank you to our corporate sponsors that made that all possible. We're here with special guests from St. Vincent de Paul talking about the power of volunteering. You may not think that this is a topic for a home improvement show, but you know what? It's my home improvement show, and I want to make it any topic I want. And if I can encourage any of you to volunteer an hour or a day or a week, I may just possibly reestablish a new normal in your life. And I'll tell you, not only volunteering, but please remember the St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Centers when you've got anything to donate, in particular, the large, gently used items like furniture and appliances.
Okay? And shop there, too. That's easy.
And shop there, too, as well.
And then the tax credit is one.
You know, they had
way.
Wedding dresses at the Bell Road store.
I saw you shopping around back there.
Whole rack of wedding dresses. I thought, okay, all right. That's just an indication of the variety that they have. So, and Ed was talking about, yeah, Rosie, every one of our stores kind of has a uniqueness to it. Like one kind of specializes in Southwestern flavor gifts. The Bell Road store's kind of known for the Palomino Christmas experience, isn't it? I thought that was interesting.
Oh, it's great because Ed and Steve Atwood, our chief operations officer, allow those managers to serve the community in their neighborhoods and areas the best way they can based on their donations and based what people need and what people want to shop for.
Mr. John Junker, Community Partnership Outreach Officer for St. Vincent de Paul. What have we missed, John? What would you like the community to know about St. Vincent we haven't covered?
Well, Rosie, thank you for asking. One of the things that we want to talk about is the great tax credit to help working poor families. It really is wonderful. The state of Arizona is very generous in that all the tax credits they allow for schools and education, public schools, parochial schools, charter schools, and they also have this for working families to help. And St. Vincent de Paul is a qualifying institution, and individuals can get up to a $200 tax credit on their state return or $400 for a couple filing jointly. And it's really, really important. And again, a lot of people don't know you can take this in addition to the education. If you're doing that for your grandkids or children or nieces or nephews or family, you can still do the school and still do the working families tax credit. And we can service that and help that. And our people who do that really are experts. It's easy to do. But if people want to mark down the number, we only have till the end of business on the 31st of December. So till midnight, December 31st, to get that in place. And that number to call us, we have a great operator standing by, Donna and Leanna and a whole team of people. That number is 602-266-GIVE, G-I-V-E, which is 602-266-4483. And they can help you and make it very easy. And again, a salute out to the state of Arizona, if there is such a thing, to say thank you. because the state of Arizona supports so many charities through this, as they do the schools, and not every state does that, and it's great to live in a place where our leadership has that interest in helping efforts like ours at St. Vincent de Paul.
It's so great to get to pick where your tax dollars go. I think that's so fun.
It's a tax credit. Yep. It is not a tax deduction. You're either going to write the check to the state of Arizona, and Lord only knows where that money's going to be spent, or you can redirect it specifically to St. Vincent de Paul. It doesn't cost you, if you owe $400 in state income tax this year, is it going to cost you one dime to redirect it to them? Ms. Julie Douglas, thank you for joining us and sharing your testimony on getting involved at St. Vincent de Paul, and congratulations on your board member serviceship there.
Thank you so much, Rosie, for having us. We're just thrilled. So thank you, and for all your support.
And Mrs. Susan Junker, thanks again for the tour of the Palomina event in the at the Bell Road store this past week.
Oh, you're welcome. It's wonderful to have you there.
Folks, we're wrapping up the holiday edition of Rosie on the House, and I'd like to end today's show like we end every Saturday show. If you've been listening the last two, three, or the whole 4 hours, and you've been blessed, encouraged, educated, or uplifted, I would only ask you, as well as all of us here on the Rosie on the House team, to do us one favor. Pay it forward. Find somebody that needs to be uplifted, encouraged, or blessed, and do it.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.